Eventually, I needed to report to the police. And when you go, they would ask you who you suspect. And so I had no other name in mind because these are persons I do not know. I would mention Obing. And as and when they are able to trace any of these persons or numbers to him, I'm sure the law will deal with him. If they don't, and the persons are apprehended, and it's equally proven that he doesn't know them at all from anywhere, I'm quite certain I'm human enough to apologize to him. But until we get to that point, I am interested in the people after my life.
Now, the court has asked you to appear within 8 days. Are you going to adhere to the court summons?
Indeed, I have not received any writs. I was with him at the police in Tema. I didn't get any writs. I have only heard in the media, just like most people have heard. When I received a writ, I'm sure our lawyers would also take it up. It is not a matter of me going to steal or me going to have even committed a robbery, something. I had my life in danger. He was my suspect.
Now, do you have any problem with him apart from this latest incident?
Not at all. In fact, Obing has been my very good friend. Until Friday, when I released my report, we're still communicating. When his managerial decisions are not good enough, I would question him. I don't know if it is today that he will give me the other side of the issue, but we would go out there and do our independent assessment, and whatever we find, we will publish, because in the end, when boss accrues debts, it will be surcharged to the trotro driver, the taxi driver.
Now, this report you're talking about, we've spoken to an energy expert who believes that what Bost did was in the right order, that the crude had been there for a very long time. They had to sell it.
Indeed, we would disagree. Crude is known to have a span of almost 200 years. If you take the American system, they are able to sometimes store for between 5 to 10 years. It doesn't lose value. Unfortunately, when it comes to the Ghanaian context, we are told that in 8 months it's gone so bad, we need to sell. If it is that bad and the yield will be that low, the one you are selling to wouldn't buy. So clearly, some of our defenses are almost flat. But again, we are not concluding anything. We are asking for further investigations by the special prosecutor, further investigations by the IOCO and the BNI. Once these investigations are conducted, whatever the motivation could have been for Bost to go to a market and trade products for lower than what the market at the time dictated, those motivations would have to be brought out.
Executive Secretary of the Chamber of Petroleum Consumers, COPEC, Duncan Amoah.